Hello, and welcome to part 3 of module 1. Today will be the meditation called What Do You Really Want? And that's what we're going to explore here today in this little meditation. So please go ahead and make yourself comfortable. And prepare yourself to go on a little inner journey to relax and to receive your heart's wisdom. Let's start with taking a nice deep breath into your belly. Just following it through your nose all the way down into your belly. And feel your belly expanding as you inhale. This helps you move into your body and out of your head. The longing and what you want is felt in your body. So just be open to feeling what shows up during this meditation. Take another deep breath, really allowing yourself to enter into your body by following your in-breath again. Feel the expansion in your belly. And then on your out-breath, feel the belly and chest relaxing and letting go. Your attention drop into your chest and heart area and just breathe in and out here for a few more breaths and get familiar with the sensations in your heart. This is a good time to set the intention to be open to feel and hear what your heart is experiencing. So just be open to let your heart show you through feeling or through a vision of what you really love, what you really would love to experience, what you deeply long for. And you can just let anything bubble up inside, what you really want. Yes, what do you want? This is your time to focus on your needs and wants and find what has been waiting inside for you. Yes, you. So can you just let yourself go on a little daydream where you explore the world and life that you know would make you really happy. You can ask yourself, what have you been longing for a long, long time? Just let anything show up. Or maybe it's been so long that you forgot about it. So just be gentle open, curious with yourself. We're going to make space for it today, just letting it bubble up at your own pace. Let yourself feel into your heart area and maybe remember something that makes you happy or relaxed. Gives you a sense of relief or joy. Maybe something to look forward to. If you felt safe and supported, what does your longing long for? Take a gentle breath into your chest area with a sense of welcoming your longing, welcoming it out, so it can be heard and seen this time, not pushed back down or ignored, but really giving the time and space that it needs. Is there any memory or image or feeling that lives inside of you that you want to be heard today? Just let anything bubble up. And notice how your body feels when you allow it to come up to the surface like that. Letting it be heard and seen. Body will expand and you'll feel a yes, yes, I want that. A relaxation, a warmth, a joy, a lightness. All you need to do is notice what happens inside of you. You may notice images, future dreams, hopes, gratitude. Or maybe you're not quite sure yet. It's all okay. You can't do this wrong. You just notice what shows up today and do your best to welcome it, to make it feel welcome. Feeling and noticing your body, how it expands or contracts, or maybe maybe feels neutral. How you feel excited or happy if your life could change for the better. What happens in your body? What do you feel? What do you notice? You're now beginning to tap into what makes you feel alive. You don't need to change your life this moment to step into this new you, your future self. But you can safely admit to yourself how much this matters to you. So just allow this desire, this longing, and these feelings just to be here. That's all. Letting them know that they're all welcome and safe here. Maybe it's a little scary to feel them and admit to yourself what you really want. Or maybe it's exciting. When you feel your body, you'll know that. Is it expanding? Just let yourself at least feel what you feel and acknowledge how this makes you feel alive or inspired. Just acknowledge what you want to change, who you want to become, and then allow that energy to come forward. Would this be the way that the divine speaks to you? Through this energy of expansion and joy and inspiration? What if this really is how the divine can let you know what is in store for you? And that all you need to do is open up to that longing and feel it. Yes, just feel it. That's enough. That is how we create in the world. We feel our deeper longing. We make ourselves available for it. And it is safe to do that now. It's really safe. Yes, and maybe all the reasons that you have not listened to this longing or hereto. These reasons are why you have not followed your longing. Yet, you haven't followed it yet. But please don't worry. We will deal with those concerns too, but not right now. For now, in this meditation, I invite you to just listen to it. Feel this longing, no matter how big or how small, no matter how vague or insignificant or how abundantly clear. The fact that you are now connecting with it and making space for it and are curious about it instead of suppressing it, that is a mighty big leap. Let's take a little more time to really dwell and soak in this feeling. You can imagine running a bath for yourself, filled with this feeling of longing. And then you taking a nice deep soak in it right now. Let this longing penetrate you. Melt into it. Befriend it. You can give yourself to this longing and let it have you. Just do your best. And the more you give yourself to this feeling, the more you get familiar with it, and the more you open up for it to happen in your life. Remember this feeling, this longing. It is not a mistake. You're not bad for soaking in your divine desire, and it is certainly not selfish. This is actually how you turn back to your essence. The longing inside is your calling. The longing is calling you home. And ignoring this longing is what has moved you away from your divine home and fulfillment. And now is your time to listen and come back home. A few nice, kind breaths as a way to transition back into your body and back into your life. just feeling your body. Feeling the chair or the floor that you're sitting or lying on. And when you're ready, you can move your body a little. Maybe stretch your arms, wiggle your toes. And then when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes and come back to your new self. And please get your notepad out and write down now, while it's still fresh in your heart and your body, what you experienced. This is your starting point and the place that we will build on as you learn to say yes to you more and more. At least now you know what you want and possibly have been saying no to. And even though you may not know how to change your life, don't worry. Just start with feeling what you felt and say yes to that feeling. Enjoy your writing.